It's good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to bless your holy name because of your goodness, because of your kindness. I'm here this morning. I stand before your congregation of people, Lord. As you increase, let me decrease. Let me use the word that you have given to me to enlighten, to encourage the hearts of your people, the women, the wives, and mothers in the congregation this morning. Lord, let them know that they are blessed and highly favored. We thank you, Lord, for them because they have done a good work. And God, be the glory for the things that you have imparted in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for every good and every perfect work that you have placed in each and every one of them. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I will be speaking to you concerning a virtuous woman. And you will find this in Proverbs, the 31st chapter, the 10th through the 31st verse. Amen. And my title this morning is A Virtuous Woman Can Be Found. I said, a virtuous woman can be found. I'm not bragging, but I'm a virtuous woman. That's a fact. I'm not bragging, but neither are you. You are a virtuous woman. Mother, you're a virtuous woman. That's a fact. That's a fact. As I look around the congregation this morning, I'm looking at all the fine women in the world. And you make a difference. You make a difference. Don't ever think no lower or less than anybody. You are special. You are highest favored of God. God created you that way. Amen. Today we are celebrating Mother's Day. And as our pastor already said, you deserve the honor this morning. I want to encourage the women this morning, men, I don't want you to, you know, feel like you left out this morning. I'm sure Father's Day is coming, and you'll be blessed as well. But today, I'm really focusing on women, and you're going to be encouraged this morning, I believe, because I have some good things for you as well. But I hope every one of you mothers today feel like you're special. Let me give you a definition of a mother, in my opinion. A mother is the bond of the family. Anybody agree with me? Yes. Amen. She is the glue that holds things together. Anybody agree with that? Before I get to my text this morning, I just want to read this poem. And this poem was written by a very special young boy at the time. And I won't reveal his name right now, but I will tell you later on. And it was a tribute to mothers. This is a tribute to all mothers, who love is strong. Her love removes the evil from the word wrong. Her dedication to her family is truly from the heart. Her feelings are so deep that nothing can ever tear her family apart. The love of a mother is something for all to see. She should go down in history. Her love is everlasting. It lingers on and on. A mother's love will last even after she's dead and gone. The son is a working, a worker of love and strong words they speak. But they can't touch a mother's love even while they sleep. This may be the end of this poem, but never the end of this rhyme. For a mother's story lives on to the end of time. A young man wrote this poem. He was about 15 years old when his mother died. He found his mother in the bed dead when he came home from school. And this young man is Clifton Williams. he wrote this poem to his mother, Vivian. And I just want you to know that God has really smiled on this young man. His sisters became his mothers. And I just bless the Lord because I know where he got the love for me and caring that he had for me without, you know, really being brought up by a mother. I just say God smiled on me. I really do believe that God became the mother for him at that time. And he is a wonderful companion. I bless the Lord for him in a very special way. Even though he's going through a lot of sickness and pain sometimes, but I tell you what, all that you go through, if you can endure after that, endure to the end, you're going to reap the reward that God has for you. Amen. Again, we have in our text this morning, let me read what we have this morning. If you would, beginning at the 10th verse. Yeah. Who can find a virgin woman? For her price is horrible, ruby. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of scorn. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from far. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considered a field and buyeth with the fruit of her hands, and she planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hand holds the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth and delivereth girdle unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens up her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of cleanness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of the idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters may have done virtuously, but thou excellest all them all. Favor is deceitful and bounty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Verse 31, give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her. Bless the Lord for the reading of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this woman. A virtuous woman. She's a wife. A mother. You saw in these particular scriptures, the poem, it was kind of like a poem. The writer, it says, was Lydia. Lydia, the commentary says that this is one of the names of Solomon. Solomon had about seven names that he went by. This is one of the seven names. Lydia. That's the coming of it. Amen. And that name meant devoted to God. Lemuel received instruction from his mother. Amen. And she told him about, in the first few verses before we went to 10, she was telling him about the life of a drunkenness. Wine. Don't drink wine, you're king. And king don't do what the world do. You can't do what the world do if you're a leader. Because you make bad decisions. And if you're a leader, we don't need to be making bad decisions. And she was giving an instruction also about women some while ago. We know that he didn't take those instructions because he married lots of women that almost, well, I don't want to get into the fact that he was saved or not saved, because I believe he was saved. But women have a tendency to cause you to stray to other God. And that is what happens to you later on in life. But the reason why mothers give instruction is to save your life. Amen? And we know that not everybody hears, but if you hear, you will live. Let me take that again, because I don't think everybody heard that. If you hear the instruction of a wise woman, which is a mother, you will live. You want to live, right? Amen, I do. So she told him, son, I don't want you to mess with these strange and foreign women because of what they do and what they did. So, I want you to find you a virtuous woman. Now, what is a virtuous woman? The word virtuous in the Hebrew is hayil. H-A-Y-I-L. Which means a woman of noble character. Now, how many men are looking for a virtuous woman? Or how many men have a virtuous wife? Amen. Young people, I hope you are looking, you're seeing that are seeing that. I hope you're looking for a virtuous man. But it's a two-way street, y'all. It's a two-way street. But a man, I hope you're looking for a virtuous woman. Amen? I hope that's your story. A woman of strong character, great wisdom, many skills, and great compassion. And you can translate that as capable women. Capable women. You know, women, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. We are capable. And you know what, while we're capable, because we don't just rely on our understanding. We rely on the wisdom of God, which commands us to fear the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? And you'll find that in Proverbs 1:7. This noble woman fulfills this command. Her qualities are mentioned throughout the book. She is an excellent wife and mother. She's also a manufacturer, an importer, a manager, a realtor, farmer, seamstress, upholsterer. Her strength in all of this, you know, it doesn't really come from her achievement. Amen? They are the result of her reverence for God. In this society, you know, we look at the physical. And you know, this counts for everything, you know? But you didn't hear any of this in the story, did you? You didn't hear anything about her beauty. You only heard about her work and how faithful she was to that job. Amen? A noble woman. Her abilities are so outstanding. Her family social position is high. I personally believe that this was not just one woman. Did you get that? There's no way that one woman could do all of this in one day. She wouldn't be. Amen? I believe that she is a representation of many women. Many women. Began to look at this and the fact that there were many women, okay? You know, women, we cannot obtain knowledge of spiritual spiritual things if we refuse to recognize God and not trust Him or don't worship Him or don't serve Him. Jesus Christ is the true essence of true knowledge. He is not ignorant. We are not ignorant, concerning spiritual things. Our text this morning, the virtuous woman, can be found. She is a morally excellent woman, righteous, a woman of value, worth, and ability that can't be found in anybody. A rhetorical question was asked, who can find a virtuous woman? This question does not suggest that this woman is in it, non-existent, because she is. But she is rare and she's valuable. Every man in his right mind should want to find a suitable wife. Amen? Just as every woman should want God to send her a husband after his own heart. The Bible tells us, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from God. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rotten, which is evil, in his bones. A man wants to find a suitable wife so that he can have good children. He's not looking for a bossy woman, deal. He's not looking for someone who likes to fight. Proverbs compares a wife, a poorly wife, to the continual rock. Have you ever had rain just dropping on your head? You ever heard that song? Rain drops keep falling on my head. That's annoying. That's annoying. Women, we ignore our men when we do that. Come on. Proverbs says, death is well in the corner of a house pot than with a frowning woman in a wide house. In fact, death is well in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Ouch. My Lord. But I still say we can find that virtuous woman. You know what? When our life is according to God, Daheem. These women are here, right here in the Bible. These women are among you. I should believe that. You are qualified to be called a virtuous woman. I believe that when you dedicate your life to Christ, I believe that you are a virtuous woman. Because Christ is going to put inside of you everything you have need of. Because His mind is what's supposed to be our mind. Let this mind that's in Christ be in us. Amen? So this morning I just want to do something a little different than what I normally do. I just want you to know that I'm still in my sermon. But this morning all week long I've been studying about women, virtuous women in the Bible. And I just, if I can just do a little drama, just a little acting, I wanted to just call a few women as a testimony to their lives, what they went through, and what wisdom, word of wisdom, they have for us this morning. Amen? In today's society, because we need all the wisdom that we can get, right? Because not everybody is a virtuous woman. I hear stories about women killing their children. I hear stories about women walking away from their children. I hear many stories that are not considered virtuous stories. So we call up this morning our first mother, the mother of all men. Mother Eve, I noticed that you are a helper, a companion, a co-worker of Eve. And I know you know that the Lord said, it is good, it is not good for the man to be alone. And you said, God will make a companion who will help you. Can you give us some, you know, advice this morning to our young women and mothers and wives this morning that would help them? Yes, I think I can. I just want to say, women, you share the image of God. You are virgin. That's what Eve would say. You share the image of God. There's no difference between you and a man. Because you're equal. You are equal. Now, I want to call Sister Sarah up for a testimony. Sister Sarah, I know that you are a wife. You are a mother. You are a house. You're a manager of your household. And I hear that you're intensely loyal to your children. The mother of the nation. And you were an ancestor of Jesus. What information would you have for the women of today? Woman. The first woman listed in the home. I got lots to say. But I want to say a lot. God responds to faith, even in the midst of sin. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that encouragement. You can still be considered a virtuous woman even in your mistake. Because God is a healer. He does not wish that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. You are indeed a virtuous woman. Amen? Amen. Sister Hagar, you're the mother of Abraham. You're the first mother of Abraham. You're the first mother of Abraham. You're the wife, first wife. And your first child was Ishmael. You are a servant, a mother of the, or founder of the nation of, She is a founder of the nation of, Arab. That's okay. Arab. The Arab nation. Amen. Well, how can you help us this morning? Well, I'm just a servant, but I can tell you, God is faithful to His plan and His promises, even when humans complicate the process. This woman we know had a child by Abraham. And it could mess up the plan. But God can work around our mistakes. Amen? Again, He looked beyond our fault. He looked beyond our fault. And still causes us to be virtuous. Amen? Rebecca, I always wanted to interview you. You're the wife. You're a mother, and you are a household manager. And you're the wife of Isaac? I've always wanted to interview you. You're a woman who was not always balanced by wisdom. What do you have as far as wisdom to tell us? Well, I got wisdom later on. I may not have had then. But God makes us even. He makes you even of our mistakes in His plan. I'm a true example of that. Listen, y'all. Don't think that you are not a virtuous woman because you messed up. You are a virtuous woman. You're in the plan of God. And only the plan of God is hand. Sister Rachel, a shepherdess, wife, mother, household manager, you married Jacob, who showed great loyalty to the family. What do you have to say to us? Well, I can tell you, loyalty must be controlled by what's true, what's right. Love is accepted, not earned. Oh, is that right? He said love is accepted, not earned. Well, that means I don't really have to work for it. I don't have to really do a lot for it. Because what's on the inside of me, Christ on the inside of me, operating on the outside. We can't earn this thing. We can't work for it, in other words. Because it is God that causes us to be virtuous. It's the God on the inside of us, shining on the outside. Amen? Amen. Sister Miriam. Oh my goodness. This is your baby person. I'm sure she should be. She's a prophet. She took a tambourine and led all the women in praise and worship. She was a quick leader. Under pressure. Able leader. Songwriter. Prophet. She was jealous of Moses' authority. And openly criticize him. Okay? So I want to really know, Keisha, you can tell me in this one. What wisdom would Miriam have for us this morning? She said, the motive behind criticism are often more important to deal with than the criticism itself. Is that a wise woman? That's a wise. We still looking for a virtuous woman? Can you see her in the story here? All these women are virtuous women. Rahab, I know you didn't speak Rahab, would be a virtuous woman. I know. I already know what you think. But I want you to know that Rahab is a virtuous woman. One of two women listed in the Hall of Fame. Prostitute, innkeeper, and later became a wife. She did not let fear affect her faith in God's ability to deliver. So, Sister Rachel, what wisdom can you offer us this morning? I can say to you, don't let fear affect your faith in God's ability. Don't allow fear. And many of us walk around with fear. God has not given us a spirit. God has given you. Fear comes from the enemy. I always say, false evidence appearing. That's what fear is. Wise leader with special ability as a mediator, advisor, and counselor. What wisdom, Sister Deborah, would you have for our women of virtue this morning? I would say to the women this morning, God chooses leaders by His standards, not ours. And wise leader choose good helpers. Amen. What a word. What a word. Amen. I'm going to kind of rush this now because the time is of the end. want this woman, Ruth and Naomi, to come. And if I had someone in this audience this morning that would represent Ruth and Naomi, this couple right here. This couple right here. And Ruth and Naomi. Amen. Amen. You all know that couple. You know they just like it. So she was, they were both wise, widows. They had a relationship where the greatest bond was faith in God. A relationship of strong mutual commitment. A relationship in which each person tried to do what was best for the other. So, Naomi and Ruth, what wisdom would you have for the women today? They would say, God's living presence in a relationship overcomes differences that might otherwise create division and disharmony. Amen? Wisdom. Hannah, my favorite lady of the hour, because I too one time was not able to conceive. I had very difficulty conceiving, and I would cry all the time, Lord, why not me? You know, I wish you'd just give me warmth. That's all I got. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Israel's greatest judge, fervent in worship, effective in prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And she was willing to follow through on even a costly commitment. We all know that commitment was to give Samuel back to the Lord. That's a hard one. I gave Elisha back to the Lord, but I kept it. Didn't keep Samuel. Hannah put Samuel in the temple for the rest of his days. That was hard. That was hard. But you know what? She didn't have a problem. She made him a pope every year. This woman was an outstanding woman. So, Hannah, what wisdom do you offer to our hearers this morning? I tell you, I was afflicted by Penel. She hurt me. But you know what? It's okay. Our children is a gift from God. God hears and He answers prayers. God is concerned for the oppressed. And He answered my prayer. Women of God, don't let a barren situation cause you to feel that you are not a virtuous woman. You are a virtuous woman. Whether you're able to have children or not, God has a plan for your life. Amen? Amen. Now I want to go right to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Awesome. Awesome. Isn't it a privilege and honor to be the mother of our Savior? The Messiah, the anointed one. The mother of Jesus, the Messiah, the one human who was with Jesus from birth to death. She was willing to be available to God. Mother Mary, what wisdom can you share with us this morning, since you are the mother of our Lord and Savior? God will use ordinary people who, like me, make themselves available to Him to do extraordinary things. So, you're not the ideal woman, or the norm. You're ordinary. You're plain like I am. But you are a virgin. Because it's the God in you that makes the difference. I don't care what they call you in school, sister. You better than what you think you are. You are God's chosen vessel. You are the earthen vessel. And you're valuable to the kingdom. I have one more woman that I have to talk to. I have to talk to. Gotta find her. Give me a minute to find her. Amen. And this woman is very special. Sister Esther. You know I couldn't leave the cold out without talking to Esther. She was Xerxes' wife, queen of Persia. Her beauty and character won the heart of Persia's king. She combined courage with careful planning. She was more concerned for others than for her own safety. Oh, what a wonderful woman. Sister Esther, what can you tell our women this morning as I close out with you? Can you just give her some encouragement this morning? Yes. Serving God has a purpose for the situation in which He places us. Therefore, I said to the people, if I perish, let me perish, for I'm going to see the king. This should be every woman, every man's word. Because it's not about you. We have to be willing to die for the cause of Christ. I know that scares most of us. You mean I gotta die? Yes. You were not created for yourself. You were created for God's purpose and His plan. If I die, I die. But to die is a gain. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. It's a win situation. Because it's Christ, the hope of glory. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Christ. Christ, His plan. In my conclusion this morning, women, let me hear you pray this morning. Women, come on, give me some praise. Praise God. Amen. hope I helped somebody this morning. Let me end it in prayer. Glory be to your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness toward us, O God. Thank you for this opportunity, O God, to talk to your people, especially your women that have been abused and hurt so many years, O God. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging them this morning to let them know that they are a virtuous woman in the respect that you caused it to happen. I thank you, Lord, because we are all great in your sight. We are special in your sight. And you called us this special moment, this special hour, to center stage to perform. Thank you, Lord. We will perform for you in Jesus' name.